Welcome to a snowy version of In Case You Missed It. There were some school closings today, and then there was the Jason and Tony fake closings.
Alternative closings.
Oh, okay, alternative closings. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
First off, the Cane Creek Yacht and Scuba Diving Club closed today.
The Vladimir Putin shirtless horse riding camp is also delayed 2 hours today.
Also, Billy's Build Your Own Hand Grenade Workshop canceled.
The Miranda Lambert and Taylor Swift How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days Symposium is canceled until tomorrow.
Another, Buck's Plumbing, their photos with a sewer truck got canceled.
It's just like Snuffleupagus, but with a weird smell.
Yeah.
The You're From Tennessee, But You Still Root for Bama Intervention Group is postponed.
And last one on my list, I have to remind everyone, whiteout conditions are in most office supply closets.
Oh, because the whiteout?
you got that.
Also, the Mechanical Pony at Monterey Foods is on a two-hour delay.
Darn it!
And the crazy guy that chooses dung, chooses dung. Choose his tongue.
His tongue.
All right, let me start over. The crazy guy who chews his tongue and stares at you at Walmart will show up 2 hours late.
Dung.
The guy who chooses dung, he's...
he's eating Tic Tacs.
That's crazy. So, had those today. Also, we talked to you about a guy who had a Tinder date, but it wasn't really a date. I don't know a lot about Tinder other than it's a dating app.
Oh, you want me to tell you anything?
I hear it's really weird. Is it true?
Well, it's odd. There's no really getting to know anybody. You just swipe on pictures.
Well, there was a lady, and she had a once-in-a-lifetime Tinder date, but now it's going viral.
I don't know what
she matched with a guy, so I guess Tinder matches you with people.
That means he swiped on her photo and she swiped on his, and it made a match.
So they made a match, and he asked her to wear a black dress for a surprise first day. So she's putting on the little black dress number, and she's this may be the one.
Hey.
This may be the one.
I'll get your black dress on.
So she showed up, and the surprise was he was taking her to her grandma to his grandma's funeral.
Woo! We're going to Granny's funeral. Yeah, wear and put a black veil on too,
if you could, if you've got one laying around. While she was there, she found out he had recently broke up with his girlfriend, and his family didn't know, and they were excited to meet her. So he brought this lady instead.
Awkward first meetings at the funeral. Yeah.
She couldn't leave because he was holding her hand and crying, so she felt bad.
Aww, that's sweet.
But she went ahead and ordered an Uber anyway and got home as soon as she could. No worth is going to be a second date.
Hey, I'm betting there's probably not.
I mean, could you imagine that? Could you imagine the message? Let's play a game, Tony. Let's play fill in the blank.
All right.
Hey, girl, can you wear
a nurse's outfit?
Because
I'm needing stitches.
Hey, girl, can you wear
hip waders?
Because
we're going fishing.
Hey, girl, can you wear
a hazmat suit?
Because
we're going to the sewer treatment plant.
Hey, girl, can you wear
long plastic gloves?
Because
we're birthing cattle.
Oh, okay. Now, surely something like that hadn't happened to you.
I heard on the radio a while ago, he's talking about that man taking that woman to his granny's funeral.
Yeah.
I think I got one that can top that. Is about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I got on that meet, you know, with a couple of people.
Yeah.
There's some Lulus on there.
I ain't been on that one.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, this one good looking woman, I told her, I said, just come to the house, and I give her my address. She showed up, good-looking woman. I thought, man, I'm going to be lucky here.
Yeah.
And the first thing right out of her mouth, she said, I would like for you to meet my mom. And here's how it goes. This is a true story. I thought, well, this is going good. I mean, first
you already met my parents, yeah.
I've read a letter about this in a magazine.
And we drive over to her mama's, and we get out and go in, and I shake her mama's hand, tell her, nice to meet you, and all this and that. And that girl said, I've got to run out to the car for a minute. This is true. she went out there and got in the car and took off. And her mom was about 70 years old back then.
So she wanted you for her mama?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's the kicker.
Oh, my.
I had to ask her mama. I said, "Did you got a car? Can you give me a ride home?"
And so,
end up calling a taxi. Yeah. Come home. I wasn't staying there.
She wanted you to sit with her, I bet. Yeah.
I don't know what they had in mind.
She didn't want a date. She wanted hospice.
Tony and I have a little competition where we try to out-random fact the other. Here's how that went.
I think that I've got this one, but you're good at this, so I'm not going to count my chickens till they hatch.
All right, do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You go first because I'm kind of proud of mine.
All right, you know the chung-chung sound on Law & Order?
The first one, when the show comes on?
Yeah, chung chung, or when they change scenes, you know, chung chung.
Yeah, that,
you know,
dramatic sound, yeah.
That sound is a combination of nearly a dozen sounds, including a gavel, a jail door slamming, and 500 monks walking across a hardwood floor.
Wow.
And then there's 9 other sounds that are combined in that to make the chung chung sound.
That's interesting.
And that's a true fact. That's a real thing. You can use that at work today.
Wow.
And you can go Google it, and then they will, and you'll be right.
What a hard thing to get together, to find 500 monks walking on a hardwood floor. And
I mean,
all
what,
that.
What if there were only 498 available?
Excuse me. We need 2 more monks. We need more to this.
I mean, come on, monks.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's neat.
So, beat that.
That'll be hard to. All right, here's mine.
Okay.
All right, random fact. The first man to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survive, he died 15 years later.
Wow.
When he slipped on an orange peel and got an infection. Isn't that crazy? Dude lived over Niagara Falls.
Wow.
In a barrel. Slipped, orange peel, dead.
See, I think in life, and this isn't biblical, but I think in life, you know, the good Lord gives us a few wild cards, like an Uno. And you get so many to burn. You know, I should have died when I did that. But you didn't because you had your God wild card.
Yeah, right.
And you have so many of those. And then after you run out, God's like,
You over Uno'd?
You over Uno'd, man. Sorry, the orange peel's going to get you, bro. I know it's embarrassing. And if you miss it this morning, it sounds like Tony's been taking voice lessons.
I'm sounding good.
Because he sang us this song about snowball fights. So go ahead and get tuned up there, Tony.
Here we go.
Good.
Snowball fight. Snowball fight. Cold, wet snow. Packed just right. In the bushes and hidden from sight. Soon I'll hurl them with all of my might. Smash my nephew and niece. Smash my nephew and niece.
Also had the alternative history of the Yule log today.
Who knew?
Today, let's look into the alternative history of the meaning of the Yule log, which, ironically, started right here. Years ago, a man named John Yule absolutely hated Christmas. So he used to spend it throwing firewood off bridges and overpasses. "Merry stinking Christmas," he would yell, and then try to hit cars as they went under the bridge. One Christmas, all the citizens decided they would meet on the bridge to sing Christmas carols to warm the heart of John Yule. Mr. Yule became furious and chased the citizens with his chainsaw. His chainsaw kept stalling. So aggravated by that, John Yule picked up the biggest log he could find, raised it over his head, then dropped it, killing him instantly. The log he was holding was always known as the Yule log. When you hear the words Yule time cheer, that's sarcasm. John Yule had a heart as black as coal, So the Yule log is to teach us what can happen if we lose the Christmas spirit. That's the alternative history of the Yule log.
Yeah. Raising your IQ by 0.00000008%. It's Tony's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Carrot picker. A carrot picker is what you call a snowman with his finger in his nose. Carrot picker.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Performing in the key of whatever, it's the best country lyric that was never written.
Here you go.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
The gingerbread man screams and he begs as I bite off and chew on his tasty legs.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's Real Good. This one will probably be a Hallmark Channel Christmas movie at some point.
You think so?
Yeah, this 9-year-old kid, his name is Dane Best. He lives in a town of Severance, Colorado. Well, in this town, and for the past 98 years, it's been illegal to have snowball fights.
What? Snowball fights are fun.
Now, they didn't just say snowball fights, but there's a law that you can't throw objects at people, animals, or property, but that includes snowballs, so a snowball fight was technically illegal.
It's one of those old ones that's just still laying in the books.
So Monday, Dane showed up to the city council meeting in a bow tie and gave this speech.
Today's kids need reasons to play outside. Research suggests that a lack of exposure to the outdoors can lead to obesity, ADHD, anxiety, and depression. Kids want to have snowball fights without breaking the law.
Sounds like you've just changed the law, buddy.
Yeah, they voted unanimously to overturn the law, so now all the kids in Severance, Colorado can have a snowball fight, all thanks to our boy, Dane Best. Dane, you are real good. That's it for today's In Case You Missed It. Thanks for listening.